Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's time for PM Team playoff picks. Divisional round upon us. I don't think this is the best weekend in football, but that's okay. Many do.
What do you think is?
I'd rather watch the Super Bowl.
But that's just one game.
I know.
I'm on board. I think it is the best weekend of football.
But by that logic, wouldn't you just take an NFL regular season week because there's more games?
No, because the whole point of it being the best week is like you assume it's eight high-quality teams, hopefully the eight best or close to the eight best teams in the league.
We got two games with huge spreads. You know? How many great games do we really see here? You see more than one great game?
If you're trying to get a feel for where Donnie and I are going to try to desperately claw back in this because you're in last place staring down a definitive Waffle House fate, you're not going to get anything out of us. Pony, we had a very weird week last week. Donnie hit a money ball, big need.
Big
he went directly
ball.
Against me. That could have actually put him in a tough spot. But he got Washington with his money ball. We all took 3 points home, so no blood last week. That leaves Pony 4 points back. With a mere seven games left to pick.
We got to figure out. Last year we did more than just the spread in the Super Bowl. So if you have the notes from last year, we got to figure out how many.
That was to break a tie.
Yeah, I think
that was to break a tie between you and Donnie.
I guess we'll just make it a 2-point game then.
It got thick in the Super Bowl, man. It was a very, very scary situation for both of you.
Okay, let's start with the early game Saturday. We saw this a few weeks ago on a Saturday. Chiefs and Texans. Line here is Kansas City -8.5, Donnie.
I'm going to go with Kansas City here. I know it's a big spread. People may wonder, well, they've been off for a little while, the rust factor. I think a team that has been playing in the Super Bowl and playing in the AFC Championship, especially for the better part of the last decade, they kind of know what they're getting into here in late January football. And I don't know if rust is really a big factor with this team, especially with its best player in this spot. And they will just have Patrick Mahomes at home in January. Andy Reid still at the helm. I'm taking KC. I think they win the game by 10+.
I'm not super comfortable doing this, but I'm also taking Kansas City. I mean, look at last year for Houston in the playoffs. They smoked the Browns in the first round. I think there's some buzz. Wow, maybe this team's going to do something, only to see them go into Baltimore and pretty much get run out of the building in the second half. The other thing about that Houston game is the Chargers easily could have had them on the ropes. We all saw it. I mean, that was a putrid start by the Texans, and really the Chargers' ineptitude and then Justin Herbert throwing more picks in one game than he did all season let him off the hook. Does anybody really think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are going to let that happen, especially in their own building? I do not. I think it's a big Chiefs win.
This was Mahomes' first game coming off that sprained ankle, and they still won the game by 8. So the been there, done there factor, as you guys both are speaking to. Houston also drawing off of last year's performance. I just don't trust Houston to score on the Kansas City defense, especially given their lack of weapons. This is where Tank Dell got hurt in the regular season. I don't think Joe Mixon runs the ball like he did last week against the Chargers. So, yeah, I think there is more in the reserve. I think there are tricks up the sleeve of Andy Reid that he's been keeping, holding back just for these moments. And we will make it a clean sweep. All three of us are going to lay the points with the Chiefs here in the divisional
round.
Man,
I thought you would have gone with Houston just because of us.
He's not getting desperate yet, Don.
Are we also picking money balls?
Yes.
Am I able to make that one my money ball?
Do you want to do it right now?
You can. Pony retroactively made it his money ball.
Yeah, that cost me 2 points last week. All right. Next up, Saturday night. Washington, Detroit. This is a massive spread. The Lions are a 10-point favorite, Malzie.
Yeah, I actually am going to do something surprising. I've ridden with the Lions in laying these huge numbers all year, and I think they win this game. I guess it would be still somewhat comfortably, but I just have a feeling Washington's got a little bit of juice. Jaden Daniels does not look even remotely like a rookie quarterback. I mean, the guy is just as cool and collected as it gets. He KO'd last week my presumptive choice to be in the NFC title game losing to the Lions. That's how I had it shaken out, was Baker and the boys getting there and falling short. I think Daniels will keep this one closer than probably Lions fans want it to be for a pretty long time, and he'll end up doing just enough to keep Washington inside that 10 points. So I'll take the points with the Commanders.
So will I. I think the spread is an overreaction to what Detroit did to Minnesota. I don't see Jaden Daniels getting rattled the same way Sam Darnold did. They had the longest active winning streak in the NFL. I still, even though Detroit has gotten some of their defensive reinforcements back, I still don't think it's enough for them to win this game in blowout fashion. It's hard for rookies to win on the road in the playoffs. It almost never happens. So that's probably baked into this line too. Detroit, a team of destiny, trying to get back to the NFC Championship game. Washington playing with house money. But guess what? I'm going to take them, Donnie, getting 10 here in this spot. You?
I'm going to make it a clean sweep. I'm going to take Washington plus 10.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit of a strategery there of me just running out the clock on Pony officially from him catching me.
The advantage to winning is that technically you get to pick his punishment. So
that is true.
You're really running out the clock on me, although I feel like you and I are going to be in pretty sound agreement as to whatever we make him do. I mean, you mathematically, I don't think, can lose.
Yeah,
which is
a nice place
feeling
to be, Donnie.
But also, I think this has a chance, even with the biggest spread, to be the best game of the weekend. Maybe even better than the game on Sunday night, because I think there's almost too much hype for the Sunday night game that I worry it won't live up to the billing. But I'm going to take Washington to keep it close, plus 10.
All right, Sunday afternoon in Philly, the Eagles and Rams. All of a sudden, the Rams are everybody's darling and everybody's favorite Cinderella.
Including
they got
two
hot
of your buddies who are
Dan Orlovsky said they're the most dangerous team left in the NFC playoffs. Wrong.
They're glazing Matt Stafford just everywhere out
there. I'm taking Philly minus 6. I know that Jalen Hurts did very little in the passing game. They also benefited from a fumble on a kickoff and a chip shot miss by McManus in that win over Green Bay, 12-point win. I've seen L.A.'s offense go on the road and look putrid in the last month. So, hey, congratulations on being able to cook the Minnesota defense. It won't happen against the number one defense in the NFL. Give me Philly minus 6. Donnie?
Man. L.A. was impressive on Monday night, but Philly, the way, you know, the offense didn't look great to me in the game against Green Bay, but the defense is just suffocating. That it really is a lesson on the other side of the state that the Steelers should try to use, getting actual...
What, kidnap Howie Roseman and then fire Mike Tomlin?
Get actual really good coordinators in here, too, that do their jobs, but I guess that's another conversation. I'm going to have Philly covering here with the 6 points. L.A., I think they can stay in it for a while, but just the way that Philly operates and being at home, I think they'll be able to win this by more than a touchdown.
Malzie?
I mean, I understand that it's kind of folly to automatically ascribe a ton of meaning to results in the regular season. Philly went to L.A. and beat them 37-20.
Yes, they did.
Like, they smoked this team in their own building and made it look easy. I don't understand. I get it. Matthew Stafford's been there and done that, and when he goes on a heater, he looks like the best quarterback in the league for, like, extended stretches. He also is prone to getting sacked and beaten to absolute crap I think that's what's going to happen here. I think Philly is going to just deliver like a physical clinic. Another, maybe the most boring week of picks so far, another clean sweep here.
Well, let's see if we keep the same thing going for the final game. Ravens and Bills. Baltimore, a road favorite, Donnie, minus one here.
This could be, I mean, it really, even though last season we saw Baltimore get to the AFC Championship game, this would be the single biggest playoff win of Lamar Jackson's career to punch another ticket there. Malzi brought up regular season, the regular season matchup with the Rams and Eagles a moment ago. I don't think this one will translate quite as well, but I am going to take Baltimore to go into that building and win. It's basically a pick 'em. It could end up being a one-point game, I guess. In that case, it's a push. But I'm going to take Lamar to actually get over that hump with Derrick Henry, get the job done, and Baltimore goes to the AFC title game.
Malls?
I do think there's two four-letter words, that could be a huge factor in this game. One is cold, the other is snow. It could get ugly there. Pony's going to be there.
He's going to be taking notes.
His pencil,
yes, I am.
His pencil and pad might freeze.
Yeah.
If he's using ink, it
I'm going to be inside.
With the rest of the blue-collar types.
I didn't even know they had inside seating in that building.
I didn't know they had indoor plumbing in that building. I would be tempted because of the cold and snow then to take Buffalo and what amounts to a pick 'em. I mean, really at home.
Yeah.
But the vibe here is just, I think, exceptionally strong for the Ravens right now, even without Zay Flowers. I think their defense, I'm hearing people still say, their defense isn't that good. I beg to differ. I think they got playmakers. I think they are playing their best ball on that side of the ball at the best time. And I just think Jackson exercised some real demons against the Steelers, winning as comfortably as he did. They know they got a hammer in Derrick Henry. I look for the Ravens to validate themselves a little bit more and win this game by more than a point. Give me Baltimore as my money ball.
Wow. Has this ever happened? We all agreed on every game. I'm going to take Baltimore,
too. It's good for me.
I'm going to make him my money ball pick.
Pony, I think Pony is drawing dead officially. He's falling on his sword.
How?
He's conceded defeat.
How do you figure?
You're four behind him.
You're four behind me.
Yeah, I can catch you in the championship round in the there's going to be money balls there, too.
Okay, but if I just...
You pick... You're guaranteed to pick before me on both championship games.
So you're just going to rely on
and
going...
And then you'll be guaranteed to pick ahead of me in the Super Bowl.
Man, so you're just going to rely on going 3-0 and having me go 0-3?
Yes, sir.
What an unbelievable strategy here.
I'm not digging myself a bigger hole right now with these games.
Donnie, this is an incredible display of hubris by this guy.
I mean,
think he wants to go to the Waffle House.
Well, hold on a second. You guaranteed that Donnie's going to be the guy that's in charge of...
No, I actually can catch him because I'm only 3 points behind him.
Okay, I can still catch you. I'm telling you, man.
High drama.
Actually, that's not true. I can actually beat you because the Super Bowl's a two-point pick. There's a championship money ball, and then there's the one-pointer.
There's five points out there.
Exactly.
Out there on the line. So all you've done is just staved off the Grim Reaper here, pal.
Yeah, I'm not going against my gut on any of these games just to try to go for desperate times, call for desperate measures. I'll live to play another game here or week.
Man, this is like the Mike Tomlin of picks here. He's punting from the 37-yard line.
I didn't know that you guys were going to agree with me on every single game.
Wow.
There you go. I guess either going to fade us or ride with us and
probably should
see
just
what
wait for Jenna from Sales' picks and then tail those because she's 16-4 in 20 games.
These were PM Team picks.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.